Good morning, everybody. Do we have anyone here with us for the first time this morning? Wouldn't mind to introduce themselves. All right, how about prayer requests or praises this morning? Over on this side. Linda and Charlie, either one.
Louise was planning to come this morning, but she called and said she was feeling under the weather, so just lift her in prayer today.
Absolutely.
I just want to give praise and thank you for all y'all's prayers that I am here. I'm not there yet, but I am here. Thank you.
Good to see you back with us. Penny.
I want to give a praise report. Wayne came through his surgery. It went very, very well. They were able to get all of the tumor out, and they're with no damage to his auditory nerve that it was wrapped around. When they came out, I knew by the look on their faces, the two surgeons, that it had gone very well. And the one told me, he said, "You know, we just touched it, and it just fell off." I said, "Well, that's what prayer will do."
Absolutely.
It'll make them fall off. So he does have a road of recovery, but the tumor is gone. And he did come through it very, very well.
Oh, wonderful praise.
Thank you for your prayers.
Yes, Charla.
Lori Woods texted me this morning and said she got home safely, but she has the flu now. She said, "I think she got it at the airport." And also, I want to tell everybody a big thank you for delivering, donating, whatever you did with the Christmas baskets. We were able to bless 10 families. And I said, I could not do it alone. We all did it together. So I just want to give a praise and a thank you for that.
And thank you for all you do. Anybody else on this side? Miss Kay.
I want us to pray for a young man. His name is Trey. He's in his 20s. He's in some trouble. And he's part of it. But two other witnesses said he did things that Trey says, that's not what I did. So it's two against one. It's serious. And let's just pray for Trey. And also for our military. A lot of stuff going on. In Nigeria and Venezuela and Israel, around the world, Ukraine. Pray for our military. I don't think we're involved in Ukraine, but what do I know? I mean, there's a lot of secret stuff goes on. But anyway, let's pray for our military and families waiting at home to get word about their loved ones, and our law enforcement and first responders. Let's pray continually for those who care and serve.
Thank you, Miss Kay. Do you have one? Right up here, Josie.
My friend Adam that I asked you guys to pray about, he's doing better. He's in the hospital, but his family knows where he is now, so they can help him out. And we got a couple boys that might be coming to Brush Creek. We'll see. They have a tendency of running away once they find out what's happening, and then we never hear from them again. So hopefully that works out.
Linda.
It's wonderful to see how God has answered prayers for Kathy.
Yes.
Glad to have her back.
Yes. Elmer.
As you all know, my youngest sister died about 2 weeks ago. Just keep the family in prayer. I'm not worried about where my sister went, but she wasn't ready to go with everything else, and my other sister's having to deal with all of those loose ends. So keep them in prayer. Most of my family lives up there, so that's that part's good. Also, Wayne Snyder, that I've been taking care of for the last few years, he passed away Friday as well.
Okay. Prayers for Snyder family. Anybody else on this side? Okay, how about over here? Hank?
Yes, I'm Hank, and I have two or three. First of all, the Gallion family. Kathy passed away Tuesday. Kenneth passed away a couple months ago. And so the Gallion family at the loss of Kathy. And then Bobby Woolen of Webb City. Of course, she went to church here for years and over at Cookson for years. She's just not doing well right now. She got the flu, and it's sure working on her pretty good. And then my third one is a fellow we've prayed for before, and I don't know his last name. His first name's John, and he has had a reoccurrence of what his problem was to start with, and that's he just woke up one day and couldn't walk, couldn't get up and do anything. So anyway, that's kind of like coming back. He had started improving a lot and was getting around, but now he's right back there where he was.
Yeah.
So for John.
Yeah. And let's remember Lloyd, too, taking care of Bobby while she's fighting through the flu. Anyone else? All right, then we'll have our prayer song. Father, we're grateful this morning that we have the opportunity again to come together as those who love you and have the opportunity to sing praises to your name and hear your word proclaimed. We thank you for Hank this morning and the message that he brought to us, and we just pray, Lord, that as we move forward in our lives that we might be willing to step out and show our love for you by the actions that we take. And Father, we have a list of folks that we'd like to bring to you this morning and lift up to you for the needs that they have. We pray for Louise as she's under the weather this morning. We just pray, Father, that she might recover quickly, that she can be back with us again. And we just pray that those who are caring for her will be diligent in that effort. And Father, we're grateful that Kathy is here and on the road to recovery from a horrible accident, and we just pray, Lord, that she will continue to get better and continue to improve as she goes through day to day. And we just pray that you'll continue to be with her and help her as she goes through whatever is necessary for her to recover. And we just thank you that you love her. And Father, we thank you for a good word from Penny about her brother. We just pray, Lord, that and thank you for answering those prayers that were offered up on his behalf. And we just thank you that the doctors got to see a miracle. And we just pray, Lord, that it touched their lives because of prayer that was offered for him. We just pray that you'll be with him as he recovers, as he goes through the therapy that he'll need to go through. And we just pray, Lord, that you can
help him to recover as quickly as possible. And for Charla, we just thank you for her and all the things that she does. And she wants to thank those who participated in the Christmas baskets and things. And we just pray, Lord, that you will bless the church for the help that they're willing to share with others. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to be with us and help us to be mindful of those around us and the needs that they have, and that we might be able to touch the lives of them who are in need. And Father, we want to pray for Trey, finding himself in a kind of a bad situation. We just pray, Lord, that the truth will come out, and we know that that will take care of all situations. If the truth is told and truth is known, that the right decisions will be made. We want to continue to remember our military and our police officers and our first responders and all of those who are out there every day looking after us and taking care of the needs that we have and emergencies and keeping us safe. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll be with them, guide them, direct them, and protect them as they go through their efforts each day. And Father, we want to pray for Adam. We just pray that you can continue to be with him and just help him as he goes day to day, and we just pray for continual improvement on his behalf. And Father, for Elmer and his family, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them as they're grieving the loss of a sister and a daughter. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with the family and help them to be able to do the things that need to be done to make that complete. We just know that she's in a good place, and we just thank you for that. And we don't want to remember the Schneider family as Wayne has passed away, and we just thank you for Elmer and all the effort and time that he's contributed to Wayne and his care and looking after him. And we just thank you that the love of Jesus has been shown to him through Elmer. And for the Gage family, Father, we just want to lift them up at the loss of the matriarch of the family, and we just pray, Lord, that as they remember her, that they can see Jesus. And we just thank you that you can be with them, come around them, and encourage them. And Lord, we want to pray for Bobby. Been dealing with some heart problems for quite a time, and now being sick and really down right now, and we just pray that you can be with her. We pray for Lloyd as he's helping to meet her needs, and we pray for the doctors who are dealing with the flu that she has, and we just pray, Lord, that the recovery for her might be quick. And for John, looked like he was improving and doing well, and now he's back to where he's having the same difficulties. He can't walk and cannot do the things that he would like to do, and we just pray that you'll continue to be with him and be with the doctors as they work with him, and just help them, Father, to find the problem that he's dealing with and be able to correct it. And Lord, we thank you again for the opportunity that we've had to be here this morning to just share our love for you with each other. I pray that you'll be with us through the Sunday school hour and continue to guide us and direct us. And we'll just thank you and give you the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.